Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabit Wasserler. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Weiland. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Rabit Wasserler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wasserler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wasserler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Gooch and he is out, Wasserler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Sissel covering, for the out. Oliver moves to third. Gooch moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Oliver scores. Gooch scores. Johnson moves to third. McManus moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-0 in the game. Weiland strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-0 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Calm reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to third. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Calm scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Myatt scores. Hudlin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek throws the ball into Sissel, who tags Hodapp, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kham hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Jolly chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Wärtsilä. Wärtsilä fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wärtsilä. Burnett goes all the way around to score. Sissel moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.